Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
Podcast, baby!
You're listening to the Financial Guys.
This is the sickness that is liberalism.
Everybody's worried about Donald Trump's taxes,
right,
but nobody questions any of the liberals.
People like Andrew Cuomo, people like Barack Obama, people like that have no business experience or skill whatsoever.
Nobody has had the stones to step up to them and say, these deals stink and we're going to change them.
We need more Donald Trumps. That's what we need.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, welcome everybody to the Financial Guys podcast. I'm Glenn Wiggle here with Mike Lomas, and we are the Financial Guys. And we do a podcast every week along with a radio show every week as well. You can tune into the radio show from 1 to 3 on WBEN. You can find out more information on everything we do at our website at thefinancialguys.com. We are broadcasting behind enemy lines here in the socialist state of New York. And we have yet another, you know, governing against the will of the people, a bill that came out last night. So we're titling this podcast A Message to Liberals, because consistently it seems as if the Democrat Party puts forth legislation that is overwhelmingly against what people really want, right? So 80% or something along those lines, the vast majority of people in New York State do not want illegal aliens to have driver's licenses. What does Cuomo sign last night? The Green Light Act, right? Is that what they call it, the Green Light Act? Yeah. Euphemism?
Green Light Bill. Green Light Bill, whatever it is. Yeah. We have to give illegal immigrants licenses. Why would we not do that?
Well, to lower our insurance costs. Where have I heard that before?
Yeah. I have not heard this out of Andrew's mouth, but I wouldn't put it past him. The rumor is that he is now saying that it's going to lower our insurance costs. What an absolute joke. That's not going to lower anything. Right. All it's going to do is continue to put him in power and his gang of buddies in power. They're losing the black vote. Actually, there's an article somewhere here that actually says it's now 2-for-1 the number of black people that think Trump is doing a better job with the economy than Obama. Yeah.
The Democrat Party is in panic mode right now for two reasons. Number one, the investigation that's going on right now of the investigators has them running scared. So they're freaking out about that. But the second thing is they're losing their base, right? Yeah. Their base has been the downtrodden. They're pandering to groups like the LGBTQ community, right? Which is a whopping 3% of our national population. Yeah. That's not going to win many elections, right?
If that, right?
Yeah. So that's not going to win for them, right? So they have to have an underclass that they can pander to that is dependent on the government.
Somebody's got to get the free turkey during voting time.
Absolutely. Right. So, and unfortunately now a lot of the African Americans in their communities are working, which is awesome. Unfortunate for the Democrat Party.
Yes.
Great for black communities, right?
Yeah. Because now they're Americans.
Great for America in general, right? I mean, it's good to have a job and be able to.
I saw a poll the other day that said Bernie was ahead of Trump by 9 points.
Oh,
I'm thinking to myself, who releases that? Like, who says, this is real information, this is a real poll, I'm going to send this out there, right? I absolutely have never felt better about conservatism since we've been doing our show for 20 years, right? Trump wins. I got to be honest, I didn't expect that. I really thought that's the best candidate the Democrats have ever, right?
Right.
And he whacked her. Yeah. And so now the party's answer to that is let's get more radical, right? So they didn't get the playbook, which is let's pretend to be moderate, then ram the stuff down people's throats.
Right.
But now they're just saying, let's be honest with people and we want to take your money, we want to steal it,
right?
And now most of the country is going to say enough is enough. There's no way in hell we're moving towards socialism. Now, there's going to be a few states like New York, California, New Jersey, Illinois that'll continue to support these lunatics.
Well,
unfortunately, geographically, though, as you said, New York's fed up. I mean, geographically, but not fed up enough to vote.
So let's talk about New York just for a second, okay? And let's look at this Green Light Act as well as the Abortion Act, okay? So the abortion bill that New York passed, one of the first in the nation, allows for full-term abortion, right?
Yep.
Now, when polled, 80-some percent of Americans
think
it's wrong, right? 80-some percent of Americans don't agree with late-term abortion. 80%, right? In New York, as I just mentioned, the vast majority of New Yorkers are against the Green Light Act. They don't want illegal aliens to have driver's licenses. So what is the matter with you liberals? If you don't want it, he just put it in place. Why do you keep voting for these same liberal politicians if they're governing against the will of the people, what you want. Yeah. If 80% of New Yorkers don't want illegal aliens to have driver's licenses, a good chunk of the 80% is part of the Democrat Party. Yeah. What's wrong with you numbskulls that you vote for the same guy over and over, the same Andrew Cuomo? Now, mind you, another Andrew Cuomo story, which you want to talk about Democrat privilege, not to get off on
a tangent. Remind me to tell you a Cheek to Log in New York story, by the way.
Howe, right, one of the insiders, just got probation, right? All of these scumbags that were attached to the Criminelli deal that was the Buffalo Billion, yeah. Per Coco, they all got a slap on the wrist, sure. Right? They fleeced the taxpayers, all taxpayers, liberal taxpayers too, you guys too.
Well,
they fleeced, well, the half of you liberals that are paying taxes, yeah. You got fleeced too, yeah. Right? They took your money, right? They took our money. They gave it to, well, they took it, they stole it. They gave it to Elon Musk and Criminelli. Criminelli fleeced the taxpayers, stole, basically, convicted of stealing, yep. $500 million for bid rigging. He gets $500 million.
Right. We're not talking about $5,000.
No.
$500 million.
He gets 2 years. Would you serve 2 years for a half a billion? I might.
Good behavior. Why probably not? Out in 6 months.
Yeah, he's out. But the rest of these clowns get probation. So they're screwing us, all of us, left, right, and center. And you liberals keep voting for the same clowns. Yes. What the hell is the matter with you people? I don't get it.
80% of you don't support full-term abortion yet. That's what you got, right? 80% of you don't support Common Core. That's what you got, right? 80% of you didn't support the SAFE Act in New York State yet. That's what you got, right? It's amazing to me. I'll tell you the problem, though, and this is New York and California. The corruption in the Cuomo administration, the corruption with some of these top leaders really scares the daylights out of getting everyday good people to run, right? I mean, you think about it. Would you want to put your family through that? Would I want to put my family through it? And I might say, you know what? Yeah, I've got the stones to run against them, but does my family have the stones to run against them, right? When Carl ran, he had reporters showing up, tracking down his daughter,
right?
So you could say, look, I'm a tough guy. I don't care about it, but do I care about somebody tracking down my daughter and knocking at her school door?
Right.
I do, right? So that corruption is, you know, from A to Z, it puts this scumbag back in office time and time again. What really makes me sick about the state of New York, and I have to be honest, is the hunters and the pro-gun people.
Yep.
I mean, if they show up and vote every single time, and it blows my mind the amount of people that I know that are out in the woods in November, but yet can't take an hour off to go vote. I'm thinking, man, these are your rights. They're coming for your guns. That's what they're doing.
Speaking of which, Donald Trump this week, President Trump just signed or is pushing his interior, whatever the guy who's in charge of the federal land, basically said, get it public, deregulate it. 7,500 regulations that restricts public access to federal land. Well, guess what? Trump said, no more. This past week, he just opened up another 1.5 million acres to public hunting and public fishing and public access that were previously off limits thanks to the Obama administration. Yeah. He's going to actually open up like 10 to 20 million new acres of land to the American people that we own that's on the federal register, which is awesome. Yeah. But 7,500 regulations for land?
7,500.
7,500 regulations. But you're right. I mean, when it comes to New York, where are you guys?
Right.
Where are you hunters? I mean, why? Look, you have 18 miles
is destroying the state time and time and time and time again, and the rest of the state just watches it happen.
But look at some of this stuff. Like this article here from Channel 4, right? Powerful union backs giving license to immigrants in New York. Now, I could see the unions wanting to do this because they're not the brightest group sometimes, unfortunately, right? The union leadership wants, all they see is more dues. That's all they see. They don't care about anything else. They want more dues.
It'll be less jobs, by the way, for their current
members. Oh, yeah. But that's okay. More dues. And you know, certainly you can understand that. Well, here's what I don't understand. The Business Council of New York State, the state's largest business advocacy organization, announced its support for the bill last week. We have to get them on the radio.
Yeah.
We have to get them on the radio. Yeah. Explain to me why it's okay to reward. What do you think we're going to get by giving illegal aliens driver's licenses? We're going to get more illegal aliens. Yeah. What we're going to get.
That's right.
We're going to get more people coming to this state that are sneaking over the border.
Competing for your job, by the way, competing for the union jobs. And guess what they're going to do? Let me let you have a little secret. You liberals, that you're the ones, these are the folks that don't pay the taxes, right?
Yep.
They work under the table.
Yep.
You're sending me a 1099? Well, I can't accept that. I'm an illegal alien. You know what? The job at a union job is $22 an hour. I'll do it for $15. but no taxes. No right. problem, right? You're costing yourself jobs.
Right. But
costing
they, yourself but jobs. They do. They vote against their own self-interest right. over and over again. And I just have to ask myself, if I was voting for somebody who consistently promoted policies that was against, now mind you, I'm also considering stopping voting for Republicans because what they do against my ideals and I think most of yeah. our ideals is they believe in bigger government, right?
And the, and well, the, most of the party gets in. And they don't believe in bigger government, but yet they just let it happen, right? Well, it's almost like they get in, they don't have a backbone.
I think that now they believe that their big government policy yeah. is better than liberals. Yeah, I don't think that the Democrat, I don't think that the Republican Party actually believes that smaller government is better anymore. Yeah. I think they believe that. I mean, look at this whole thing on healthcare, right? Now they're saying, and of course, the yeah. media is trying to get
change Obamacare
well,
a little bit.
The Republicans have to come out with their own healthcare plan. Why?
Right.
Here, I tell you what, if Trump wants to really, if Trump wants to blow the doors off of the mainstream media when it comes to healthcare, he would go to the business community and say, what do you guys need? And we would tell him, right?
Yeah.
We know we need competition. We need less mandates. We need less regulation. We need insurance companies to be able to provide products that people actually demand and want. That's how free market capitalism works. I don't want yep. to have every little thing covered. I'm okay paying out of my pocket. So give me a one overall disaster plan or one yeah. major medical plan. And, you can't get it.
And I'm going to cap it off with a little bit of tort reform because yeah. I see too many law firms setting up right across from the hospitals. I'm not going to mention any law firms the name by name, but yeah. you know, there's a pretty bad area in Western New York here, which ECMC is right in the middle of. And I can assure you that we will not be opening a financial office across from
yeah, probably
that hospital, right? Why? Because I would not want anybody working there past like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, nor showing up at 7 o'clock in the morning. There's a reason why a law firm is set up right across the street from ECMC. It's because they want to sue for everything. And there's very little consequences when they sue and get it wrong.
Right.
Like, yep. Oh, boy, oh, that doctor was right. No problem. Yep. I'll just move on.
And we all pay the price for that, right? Yep. We all pay higher premiums. Yep. Another local story here in Western New York, of course, you know, we mentioned the Buffalo Billion, and this is right in the front and center of a Tesla, may have a loophole to escape paying up on SolarCity bonds. Now, who would have talked about that loophole years ago?
That was in Barron's, by the way.
I know.
Yeah.
We did. The financial guys.
Yeah.
In fact, I did a whole bunch of interviews on Channel 4 and Channel 7 and Channel 2 and BEN.
Yeah,
you did as well.
News, yep.
Spectrum News. Talking about the fact that SolarCity, a subsidiary now owned by Tesla, right, one and the same, set up a subsidiary called Soliva, right? So all these little shell subsidiaries. Now, on a local level, we talked about them being able to walk away from the deal that they have. No
yeah.
problem, because it's the deals with Soliva, right? Soliva has no balance sheet, no assets. It's nothing but a subsidiary shell corporation.
Go sue
can
them.
Simply shut
Go
down.
Go sue them. That's what they're going to do, by the way. It's with these idiot liberals in New York who said, well, you know, we'll get our money back from
sure
them. Go sue them. Good luck.
See, yeah, good luck.
Grab some blood from the stone. See how that works out for you.
So now this article in Barron's, and you pulled this, Mike, could Tesla skip the bill on $566 million of convertible bonds due this year?
Surely could.
Oh, you betcha.
Yeah.
You betcha.
Yeah.
And shame on you folks for buying these bonds. I mean,
yeah.
I hate to say it, but let me tell you something. Our investors, we don't own these bonds.
Junk
right?
bonds.
They're junk.
Yeah.
They're absolute junk. And I hope that the bond managers we use, great companies like PIMCO, right, AllianceBernstein.
Yeah.
Who else is on our investment committee? A DoubleTree, a Double Line.
Yeah.
Right. So these are pretty good managers. We hope that they have the wherewithal not to own these bonds as well. I'm assuming that they do because we don't. They're not junk bond funds. But I mean, there's a lot of out there. It's $500 million.
It's really amazing the shell game that this guy's put together, and it's really amazing how, unfortunately, how dumb the liberals are. They're easy to manipulate, right? Elon. When you look at most of the billionaires. And if you study them, most of them have abused the taxpayers. That's really
a
the way to
sure.
get from being a multimillionaire to being a multibillionaire.
Yeah.
If you want to be in that status, you really have to, first of all, you got to have a lot of stones, right? So you're going to leverage other people's money like crazy. And you have to figure out a way to manipulate the liberals, right?
Yeah.
Think about it. Like Warren Buffett, all these guys, they get hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars from the taxpayers.
Yep.
They're leveraging
yep.
your money, right?
Yep.
You and I, have we ever asked the taxpayers for anything? No. Never.
You know, that actually explains why maybe Warren Buffett is always advocating for a higher tax rate.
Oh, look at that.
He's getting it.
Yep.
He's getting it.
Oh,
coming
of
back
course
to
he
him.
Is.
So, of course, he wants higher
tax
rates.
Elon Musk,
right?
you think he wants higher tax rates? Absolutely, he wants higher tax rates, right?
He's getting the benefit
you
of it.
You look at all of them, all of these billionaires, I don't say all of them, most
lot,
of these
yeah.
billionaires have manipulated the tax structure. They've manipulated yeah. the taxpayers. They've done a wonderful job of saying, look at, well, I should pay my fair share. Well, of course you should, because you have most of my money.
Right? Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I mean, All of them have manipulated the taxpayers time and time and time again. And we go, oh, good, it's great. Give them some more money. Throw some more money. Wall Street's thrown a lot of money at this, which guys, which I'm surprised. At least to Warren, he's been bright enough to make the right investments for Wall Street, where at least they're getting paid back, right?
Right.
So he's been able to say, look, I'm gonna move Geico into Amherst. I'm going to ask for $30 million, but I'm going to do the appropriate things. His track record has been very solid at making money. Elon Musk, I don't know, he's got rockets going into Mars. Yeah. I'm not sure how that's going to be profitable yet, but
Working out for him.
It's working out for him.
Not so much for the taxpayers, for sure.
Very much so.
I mean, some of this stuff is really, when you look at Elon Musk in particular, it took us how long to try to get any permits here in Western New York for anything, right? We can't even build a peace bridge. Somehow he's tunneling under LA. I don't know how he got the permits for it so quick.
I'm working on a guest, by the way. I took my daughter to lacrosse last night. And a lot of the dads, they listen to the show and listen to the radio show. They know what I do. He goes, one guy I've known from high school now lives out near me. So Mikey goes, I got a story for you. I'm working on my parents' neighbor. So what do you mean? He said he's been living in Cheektowaga for 30 years. He put a pool in 24 years ago, in-ground pool. And somehow the town just found out that he didn't get the right permit for that pool 24 years ago. They want to reassess his house backwards for the last 24 years so he can get the taxes back, right? So he was fighting with and of course, the penalty for not getting the permit. So and I'm like, well, how would they know that? Like, does somebody – he goes, the only way I can figure is now they're looking at Saturdays.
Aerial photos,
because aerial photos. I'm thinking to myself – that's really like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, there is somebody in the town that their job is to now look at aerial photos to say, did you build this addition? Because we're going to go after you. Did you build this pool? So he just filled the pool in. The way out of it was to fill the pool in. Yep. But could you imagine having to fill your in-ground pool in to avoid this kind of crap?
Yep.
That's something that happened 24 years ago over some stupid little permit.
That right there, that story sums up New York State and liberal progressive policies.
Leading in 2 years. He's like, I've had enough. I'm done.
That's right. Yeah, the Google Earth has been, a bonanza for town halls to just go through and do.
Think
exactly
about it.
That's
when you know government is way too big. When you're getting a call that says, "Look, I know your yard is fenced in. You've got the appropriate fence for a pool. We're not worried about one of the neighbor's children's drifting off and getting it. You've got the appropriate fence, but we can now look over your fence from City Hall and make sure that. And then somebody would have to say, "Okay, there's a pool there. We've got to pull the file
to
make sure you." Oh, and by the way, 24 years ago, you didn't get the right permit. I mean, that is beyond scary to me. That is beyond scary to me. That's when you know, by the way, a system is broken. The town of Cheektowaga is, I think that city now is number one for the highest taxes per square foot in the country.
Well, when you look at places like New York and California, we always talk about this. It's failing on every measure. Like, I don't get it. You folks in California, you liberals, and I know there's only, you're in LA, you're in San Francisco, right? Why? I mean, you look at your towns, look at your cities, look at San Francisco. You can't even walk safely on the streets. You people are all miserable. Homelessness is out of control. Pumped and shocked that a 14% rise in homeless rates in LA, but yet you vote for the same people. LA is lock, stock, and barrel liberal run. California, liberal run, right? Look at those places. Seattle is a whole documentary that we put up on our Twitter feed, an hour-long documentary talking about how bad the homelessness and the drug problem has been. Liberal-run cities
everywhere.
Why do you keep voting for the same people? Let me just give you a hint. Let me ask you a favor, okay? Just for once, try something different. Ask yourself this question. Are the policies they're putting in place having the outcomes that I would like to see, right? Because when I look at places like, Fort Lauderdale, Houston, Texas, Nashville, right? Places that are run by conservatives, conservative states, it seems to me that the outcomes are better, right? It seems to me that the roads are better. It seems to me that the employment opportunities are better. The economic situation is better. I look at other places like LA, San Francisco. They're crumbling. The infrastructure is a disaster. There's violent crime. Look at Chicago, Baltimore, Detroit, all run by liberals.
Any city that's run by Democrat from the town board all the way up to the mayor, and you'll find corruption, crime, and disgusting filth.
And the corruption is key. Let me just talk about New York
State.
By
the way, I'm an environmentalist. You're killing our environment, you liberals, with these scummy cities.
That's right. I mean, you can see the aerial photos, and you can, we just talked about that, but now you're seeing, like, drone videos that these news stations are doing, highlighting the rats and the infested garbage that is lining the streets of places like Seattle and LA.
They're voting for a mayor, or they're voting for a governor who is supporting green energy, yet there's human feces all over the place and rats.
They're going to have the plague. They have that. You know, we've got diseases coming back in LA that we haven't
seen. If you're truly worried about the environment, I'm not sure human feces all around us is healthy.
Well, this is think about this. You again, you liberals, please just try something different. Try something different just for once. Try to go the conservative route.
Figure it out.
Just try to, because again, you guys ban straws, but then you're giving out needles. Okay. Right. You understand how ridiculous that sounds? You banned plastic straws to save the environment, and yet you're handing out hypodermic needles to people that are leaving them all over the streets.
Yeah, those won't end up in the ocean, though.
No. I'm sure there's, you know.
Straws do. See, what the straws do is they figure out a way to get walk themselves into the ocean, but the needles, they go right to the trash.
It's just amazing. Yeah. It really is. So anyway, let's take a little real short break here, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about the market a little bit, because, again, the last favor to liberals, again, is please try something different. This message to you is, what the heck is the matter with you that you keep voting for people that put policies in place that have disastrous results, but are exactly against the kind of things that you believe in, right? So anyway, we'll come back on the other side. We'll talk about the markets. Again, if you want more information on the Financial Guys, we do manage money for a living. You can tune in every Saturday from 1 to 3 on WBEN via the radio.com app or our website, again, at thefinancialguys.com. You can also find out all of our social media links, our Twitter, our Facebook, our Instagram, and anything else we have out there. Again, thefinancialguys.com. We'll take a very short break. We'll come back and we'll talk a little about the stock market that's been all over the place, based on, some trade fears and things like that, but certainly getting a little bit better. So we'll talk about that. All right, welcome back to the Financial Guys podcast. Again, I'm Glenn Wiggle here with Mike Lomas, and we are the Financial Guys. We've been on the air on the radio for 20 years in Western New York and Vegas and Florida and various other markets. Our flagship station, of course, WBEN AM 930 out of Buffalo, New York. You can reach us via our website at thefinancialguys.com. You can also tune in via the radio.com app each and every Saturday from 1 to 3. It's a live show. I do want to mention you can also use our website to find out information on all the social media links that we have, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and whatever else is out there. Also, I want to mention, if you like this podcast, so if you like what you hear, do me a favor, subscribe, click that subscribe button below. It means a big deal to us. It helps us a lot to increase our ratings and boost us up in the ranks. Also, share this podcast with your friends. Certainly, if you have conservative friends that like conservative, talk radio, talk podcast, please share this link with them so that they can subscribe as well. And if you want to annoy your liberal friends, another great way to annoy them by sending them this podcast as well.
One last thing, by the way, we are doing a little bit of a drive for Children's Hospital here in Western New York. So if you do go to our website, there's a pretty cool magnet you will get if you donate at least $50. And 100% of that $50 will go to Oshai's Children's Hospital here locally in Western New York. I assure you, you will love the magnet. It is a spoof on a New York State thruway sign. And go to the website, check it out. But if you could help us out and donate at least $50, we'll send you one. Cool. I just talk about annoying liberals. You can put the magnet on your fridge, on your car. I assure you, it'll be a talking piece.
Yeah, no doubt. It'll definitely spark conversations. So. Before we get to the markets, just a couple of other kind of local and national things. Locally here, there was a fire department complaining that
County,
the roads are so bad. And we talked about Mark Poloncarz, who's been sending out tweets. Obviously, we got under his skin. We talked about
He's doing. First of all, he spent a record amount of money, something like $250 million more than Chris Collins did when he was the county executive. But the roads are crumbling. They're disgusting. Yeah. And I made a joke. I said, well, if these fire departments want to get the roads fixed, all you need to do is pretend like you're going to have a fundraiser for Stefan Mihailu, and he will shut down the roads and fix it.
Yeah, for sure. No doubt. So, but this fire department is basically saying, look, our response time has doubled.
Yes.
Doubled.
That's scary.
Double.
You're not talking about one or two potholes.
No, you're talking about like, you know, barely getting down the street with the, you know, your ladder and your equipment still on the vehicle. Yeah. So crazy. On national level, this is what, South Carolina? The farther south you go in the country,
yes,
the more messed up people get. I don't know what it is. You get down to the tip of Florida, and there's some crazy folks down there.
Oh, yeah. They're
but
the,
this is
they're in the inner swamp land, but
This is absolutely classic. This is,
by the way, this is when you know you need help. This is when you know you stop drinking.
Yeah. This South Carolina woman, who police say was driving drunk, will not be cited with a DUI because... she was driving a toy truck.
Yes, she was driving.
Wouldn't it be faster just to walk?
I mean, you need to quit drinking when you cannot figure out the difference between a plastic car, a toy Jeep, and a real Toyota Corolla.
They say they spotted her cruising down the road in a Power Wheels electric toy truck.
When you don't know the difference between a Tahoe and a Power Wheel.
The funny thing is, though, is that it was reported after a caller reported a suspicious person on the street. I mean, she didn't look. I saw the picture. She didn't look that crazy. She looked like she had a few drinks in her. But I mean, honestly,
she looked like she had a good night.
Yeah. If I saw like a, you know, let's say a 30-year-old, 35-year-old woman driving a Power Wheel, I'm not calling the cops. I'm
probably pretty harmless.
Yeah. Probably. I don't know how suspicious that is. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Anyway. Let's talk about the markets. Today, you know, it's obviously midday here. The market's doing really well, right? Trump made a couple of comments yesterday. He had a conversation with the president of China.
Yep.
Things seem to be back on track, and he was positive about that. And, of course, the market soared.
Is he possibly winning once again?
Of course.
The trade negotiations with the Chinese? And, yeah, the answer is, of course, right? China's, by the way, China's economy is at a 30-year low when it comes to growth rates right now. They're not used to this. So the Chinese are scared, right? They have never really dealt with anybody as tough on trade as Donald Trump, and really it's tough. I mean, Trump does not back down, and he said going into that, it was one of his campaign promises, look, I'm going to fix us getting screwed by China, and he's doing it, and he said it's going to cause short-term volatility, it's going to cause pain, but look, somebody needs to fix this for the next 20 to 30 years.
Right.
It's funny, if you look at the average tax rates of the goods coming in from China, we're taxing them at about 2.5%.
Right.
The stuff that we sell to them, they're taxing us at 20%. So I did this with my daughter. I took 22 M&Ms and put them on the table. Now my daughter is 7, just turned 8. I said, honey, we're going to divide them up fairly. And I gave myself 20 and I passed 2 to her. And she looked at me like, what's wrong with you? I said, well, I divided them up fairly. She says, fair to who? Like, that's ridiculous. I said, well, what would you do? She goes, Dad, well, we should at least split it even. I said, well, look at that. Obama couldn't figure that out, but my 7-year-old did, right? Fair trade is 11 and 11, right? 10 and 12, okay. But the way we're getting screwed by them, Trump has said enough is enough. China is now saying, okay, I get it. I'm going to come to the table. We'll see where it all falls out. China has no other choice but to work with us.
Well,
and I think the other thing, the other thing is, I think China thought, yeah, we'll get 4 years. We'll try to push this thing down the road. Now they're going, looks like these nut job liberals are not going to beat him.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have 6 more years and he's not going to stop.
That's
he's going to continue to punch.
Well, our economy is strong and their economy has been weakening. So our economy has been strengthening. Theirs has been weakening. So we're in a much better position to bargain. Trump knows that. He's going to get these deals done. I'll tell you where Trump's really winning, though. And I think where Trump has made the biggest win that nobody's talked about. He's got the liberals to actually be anti-tax.
Yes.
Because a tariff is nothing more than a tax.
Right.
So Trump actually got the liberals to take the side of lowering taxes.
Right.
Amazing.
That's right.
It's amazing.
That's right.
Because there's never been a tax of liberals in life.
I will say, you know, there's a lot of positive going on. Stock market's doing well. I will say, and this is key, folks, stock markets go up, they go down, right? All the policies, everything, you know, the market's going to get thrown stuff that you don't know. You want to automatically rebalance your portfolio to take advantage of the upswing. Market keeps going, continue to rebalance. There's some things out there that I think you got to be careful of. Number one is the debt. We are spending more than we make. And, you know, yes, is Trump doing a lot of good things? He is doing a lot of good things. One of the things I think he needs to be way more aggressive on, and he should have been way more aggressive 2 years ago, is cutting the damn size of our government.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's done a great job of regulations, but we are spending more than we make. And at some point, the economy will go back to the debt. The other thing is, I'm extremely disappointed, and to be honest with you, a little pissed off at the Trump, quote, tax cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that was the corporate side. Awesome.
Right.
I mean, you cut corporate tax rates from 40 to 20%. We brought in a record amount of money. Even the liberal companies like Apple are bringing $240 billion back. All good. The individual tax cuts, I don't know about you. You and I are pretty close. I mean, almost identical, right? We on the same ground. My tax rate wasn't any different than it was the year before.
No.
Pennies, right?
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous. I was promised the big tax cuts. The Republicans should have been ashamed of themselves. And when you look at the growth rate, so yeah, we're doing pretty good. We're growing at, like, let's say 3%, right? But look back at the Reagan tax cuts. We're going at 5-6%.
Right, 7 in some cases. Yeah.
And there is no excuse with the damage that was done during that last recession that we're not growing at 5 or 6%. And the biggest thing is the tax cuts. And you've got 40% tax brackets. Study the Laffer curve. We should be at 25% at most, right? At most.
Yeah.
And they didn't do that.
Yeah.
They should have cut. Look at, if Apple's tax rate goes from 40% to 20, and that's great for Apple, why isn't it good for Mike and Glenn?
I tell you, the biggest thing that they messed up on is they didn't cut the capital gains rate. If they were going to do anything, if they said, okay, we can't get to the personal, they did a little bit. They took the 39.6 back to 35. They trimmed a little bit.
But they took away a lot of our deductions.
They took away a lot of deductions. So what they should have done, though, is they should have added in a capital gains cut and brought it down to even 10%. Because Bush did that, we had 7.4% economic growth in the third quarter, passed in the second quarter of 2003. By the third quarter of 2003, I believe it was 7.4 to 7.6% GDP growth in that quarter.
You know who else cut capital gains taxes? Clinton.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was forced to, but he cut. Guess what it did? Helped the economy, right? Put more money in people's pockets. Yeah. We didn't cut anybody's personal income tax. Yeah. A few people who hardly pay any taxes, yes, they got a little bit of a cut. Everybody's slightly better. I wanted pro-growth. I know Larry Kudlow, his right-hand man, is a pro-growth guy. Totally disappointed that those top tax rates didn't go from 39% to 25%.
Well, to do that, you have to cut the size of government. You have to slash the number of employees. Yeah. And the thing is, the private sector needs the employees.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one more
Desperately. I mentioned this on the podcast last week. We had 7 interviews for an assistant position for Medicare.
Right.
One person showed up.
Right.
And guess what? None of them even called.
Right.
Said, I'm not coming.
Right.
Why? They don't care. They're moving on. Now, in this state,
what?
The alternative is $40,000 a year in welfare benefits or whatever. But it's sad. It's pitiful.
Yeah, it's frustrating. So the one other thing that you didn't mention was the yields, right? Which kind of goes along with that.
Yeah.
But we now have a flat yield curve. It's getting slightly inverted. Mm-hmm. You know, guys like Jeffrey Gundlach, who run Double Line, one of the largest bond managers in the world, a Buffalo guy.
Yeah. I'm actually going to be with him next week. Yeah.
He's actually starting to sound the alarm I think it's in July, right? He's signing the alarm.
I meet big people like that all the time.
Yeah, it's so many of them. It's hard to keep track. Right? But anyway, he's signing the alarm of recession potentially, because one of those canaries in the coal mine typically is an inverted yield curve. Now, it might go back the other way. We'll see. But it's something we're watching very closely, which is why it's so important to rebalance your portfolio. Because, be honest, nobody has a crystal ball, right? But when you see some of these warning signs, the market's done really well. It doesn't do any damage to just rebalance and bring your portfolio back in the line. Take some gains off the table.
And you can do it again.
You go back the other way.
You can rebalance again the other way. Right? It puts you in a position so when the market does pull back and we do go into a recession, recessions don't last forever. You know, in fact, most of the damage in a recession is done within a 3-month, 4-month period.
Right.
It's not it might take, 6 more, 8 more months to come out of it, but the meaning that it's, market goes down 20%, takes a little time to get back up, but you've got to have fuel to be able to take advantage of that. Nobody, I can tell you, I've met all kinds of people, 87,000 degrees, nobody can time the stock market, nobody. Subtle baby adjustments wins every time.
No doubt about it. And so rebalancing is a big part. If you're not taking advantage of things like that, you can use our website as a resource. You can reach out to us that way, thefinancialguys.com. We can put a program in place for you. The other thing we do is we bucketize money. I think that helps as well to take a long-term approach. But you can always make changes to what you're doing and make sure that you are in line with what you should. And certainly when you look at some of the warning signs like the flat yield curve, things like that, those are just warning signs. Things could change, right? I mean, a good deal with China, negotiated changes the whole dynamic and makes things like yield curves a little bit less important. Yeah, so
wouldn't count on any tax cuts. The liberals are never going
to. No. Right? Forget tax cuts.
Even the size of government. There's a lot of things. Look, you will see me as a pro-Trump supporter. I think he's done an incredible job. He's done a lot of things great. But there's been a lot of things I've been disappointed with. One of them is, and you mentioned this, cutting the size of government. Day one, we should have cut 5% across the board everywhere, including the military, by the way. And there's a lot of Republicans that disagree with me. But I got to tell you, one of my real good buddies is in the military. And he goes, Mike, there's just so much waste in the military. It's not even funny. They get bills that they pay. They don't even know what the bills are for.
Well, that's what happens when you get a bureaucracy that's trillions.
It's bloated, right?
You have no idea.
And you're talking to somebody, by the way, who if you told me 100% of my tax money was going to pay for the soldier's salary, I'd say charge me, give me a 60% tax bracket. I'll do whatever. That's not the case.
Right.
It's waste, 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 waste. And in fact, he's going to retire from the military, one of my good friends, in a few months. And he said, come on, talk about some of that waste once he retires.
Oh, well, we have had government contractors as employees, as clients. And, you know, we know exactly how the whole system works. But, yeah, you're right. And then the last thing is probably the wall as far as disappointment goes. I mean, he needs to, if he has the ability, and I believe what I have read he has, he needs to put his foot down right now and say, enough is enough. I'm ignoring the judges. I'm ignoring whatever. I have this power, whatever that is. I'm not a constitutional scholar or attorney or anything. But if he has the power, if I understand that he does, if he has to declare a national emergency, you do it.
You do it.
But you have to shut the southern border. Things are now out of control. I mean, I'm thinking about having to go get a hepatitis A vaccination just because of all the crazy stuff that's going on, all the immigrants coming.
Guess where they're coming.
Measles.
They're coming to New York. They're coming to Buffalo.
Of course they're coming to New York. Yeah. They're coming all over the place. But, you know, the southern border is another big part of it. But anyway, getting back to the economy again, you know, certain warning signs are there. But again, things change very, very quickly. If the China deal's done or anything else, nobody has a crystal ball. Make sure you're rebalancing your portfolio. Be very diversified. That's the best way to handle things in the long term. If you need us, use us as a resource. You can reach out to us again through our website, definancialguys.com. I think that's going to pretty much wrap it for us this week. Again, if you need us, let us know. If you like what you heard, again, please subscribe to the podcast. You'll get an automatic sent to you once a week. We do it once a week, typically. Sometimes we do a second one. Sometimes we miss a week. This is what it is. But for the most part, we're pretty much
go to our website, by the way. And if you donate $50, you'll get a magnet, very cool magnet.
Right there.
Yep, back there. It's a spoof on New York State Thruway sign, but it'll be a great talking piece if you have great gift, just something you can put on your refrigerator, but also really cool. It's going to, all $50 will go directly to Children's Hospital here in Western New York.
And then one last thing, just want to say congratulations to our friend David Bellavia. Next week, he will be in Washington at the White House receiving the Medal of Honor from the president, which
speaking
is amazing.
Speaking of name-dropping, he's a good friend of ours.
You could just, but he's a great guy. Well, very well-deserved.
Dave might not agree with it, but...
Yeah, Dave probably doesn't agree with it. But if you haven't, I'm going to plug his book again because it's an awesome book, House to House. If you haven't read House to House by David Bellavia, it's really detailing his story about what he did to earn the Medal of Honor. So hats off to you, David. Congratulations. Well-deserved.
Yep. One of the greatest reads you'll ever. And you will not be able to put the book down.
He's one of the best individuals you'll ever meet in your life. If you have a chance to meet him and talk with him, he really is a salt of the earth, a true American patriot, no doubt about it. So anyway, thanks for listening, folks. Really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. Don't forget to tune in on Saturday, 1 to 3 on WBEN or via the radio.com app for our live radio show. And again, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle with the Financial Guys, and that'll be a wrap for today.